This is Untitled MMA.
Untitled MMA podcast live from the tornado zone.
No, no, no.
Oh, that's Sports Center. Try to give a tornado warning, but did Sports Center.
That sounded very Sports Center-y.
Yeah. Whenever I think, the only time I ever watch sport or news is for sports. So
more tornadoes.
I mean, even then, it's still about sports.
I'm Buju.
I am Brendan.
I'm Bryce.
Like I said, live from the tornado zone, active tornado warning, second one of the day, active till 7:30. It's 6:45, so if you hear a loud sound and us screaming, we got swept up by that motherfucking tornado.
Yeah, but, I mean, if we upload this, obviously it wasn't too bad, right?
No, that's a fair point, but maybe the laptop got scooped up by the tornado, opens a web browser, goes to SoundCloud.com, pastes the file into the file uploader.
What? With what connection? Come on.
You know what? I'm done with your negative attitude.
I will say, though, one thing I noticed on my short drive here, because it's also raining as a part of this, people use their windshield wipers way too much. It's absurd.
No. I don't like anything on my windshield. You got to go full blast with the windshield wipers.
It was
what
like
are you saying?
Drizzly.
They use it too much.
Yeah. Bryce has his hand out his windows going like this. He's trying to conserve energy.
No, like, they have it all the way going when it was, like, barely drizzling out. It was, like, on the max, like, whoa, 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 whoa.
I have it to the minimum because I don't like a black thing going across my vision. You know what I mean? That sounds kind of racist.
But I was trying to come up with a joke that wasn't racist, but couldn't do it.
I mean, I probably have the worst mentality when it comes to this, but you know those dirt racing games where you only get so many wipes?
Yeah.
That's how I operate.
Shout out World of Outlaw Sprint Cars 2002.
Yeah. So I pretty much do a swipe when it's getting a little saucy.
So we should probably talk about MMA, considering this is an MMA podcast.
You know, I normally say that, and you're the one that says we don't have to always talk about it.
But, so, I mean, starting off with 10 minutes of tornado talk, probably not the move.
Well, seeing as how this is the life we're living, I think it's appropriate.
Conor McGregor says he wants to fight in late summer, early fall, which aligns...
I'm more likely to get hit by a tornado.
I'm more likely to get hit with a tomato than a tornado.
I'm more likely to get hit by a tornado than see Conor fight.
Oh, that's what you call a segue. Dab.
All right. What were you going to say about D. McGregor?
Conor is fighting late summer, early fall. So, lines up with a certain card in Abu Dhabi, which is supposedly headlined by a certain lightweight champion.
I'm going to sound very dumb, but where is that located?
The United Arab Emirates in the Middle East.
So, like...
What country?
The United Arab Emirates in the Middle East.
That's a
country's
name?
That's the country, the UAM. The United Arab
Emirates. I heard
Emirates.
Of UAM, but I never heard it actually.
That's the acronym.
I only heard the acronym. I never heard it.
Is the Middle East in Africa?
I think it might be in Asia, technically.
This is the Dumb Americans podcast.
Again, I just had to take map quizzes in this past semester, so it shows how much I paid attention.
Same. They teach you this shit every year in fucking history class, but who gives a fuck?
I ain't got to go there. What am I worried about it for?
Amen.
Conor saying he wants to fight late summer, early fall lines up with the Khabib fight.
Yes.
So maybe he's just taking another fight. Maybe. But
Shut
it's
up.
An awfully big
it's
convenience.
Not, it's not happening.
All I keep seeing is posts from like, it's not even not necessarily from Conor or Khabib. It's like their coaches and stuff saying how much they want this fight to happen. It's like outsiders want this fight just as much to happen as Conor does.
I don't
does.
Know why anybody in Conor's camp would want that.
Yeah, I don't understand why anyone in Conor's camp would want
why
that.
Why do you want it? Because you texted about us earlier this week, and you said you have a rationale. What
I
is
do.
Your rationale? Your because trash rationale?
Hold on. Before he gets into that, why would... If you're... Who's... If Shale Law... Would you want to rematch with John Jones?
If I was a Shale? As a Shale Sonnen fan? No.
I think that's wild. You think that's wild? I think that's wild.
No.
I think that's completely crazy.
I mean, I know where he's coming
if
from.
If Anthony Pettis just got destroyed, like...
Yeah, I want him to fight RDA again. Yes, I do.
Yeah. But would you want an immediate rematch with RDA?
It's been a year.
Well, I'm just saying, like, in this case...
It's been a year.
It's technically
a yes, I would rematch. Want that rematch. Fuck RDA. We're getting that shit back.
It's too hot. Like,
but that's also before I knew that fucking Pettis was going to go on a downslide. I thought that was just going to be his first loss.
I mean,
to me, if Conor loses to Khabib again, especially in similar fashion, I mean, it hurts Conor's legacy.
It does.
It's like a lot.
I'm not disagreeing with
but
you.
But he can also better his legacy if he wins this and defend his
If he knocks out Khabib, he's immortal.
Exactly.
If he does, but nothing in the first fight showed that he can do that in the second fight.
Broken foot.
What's your rationale?
Okay, so... Conor McGregor to fight...
It's because I think you're dumb.
You're dumb.
You lose to somebody and you're just satisfied with it and want to fight other people.
I'm not satisfied with it, but that doesn't mean like, I would do it again. Why would you want to see him lose again?
I even said I'd rather have him fight anybody else, but if I was as a fan of Conor McGregor, I want him to defend his loss just as he did to Nate.
I want him to beat Khabib as much as anybody, but he's going to lose a second time, too. So I don't know why you would want that if you were a fan.
You also want Khabib to lose. Who's Khabib going to lose to? The number one opportunity to lose
Conor McGregor.
Is Conor.
Nope. Bryce, what's your reason?
How does Khabib lose? How do you beat Khabib?
You knock him
out.
You got
to stop takedowns.
You knock him out.
If you knock him out, who do you choose for anybody to get knocked out by somebody?
I mean,
Conor McGregor.
Who do you pick to stop the takedowns to be able to knock somebody out?
Fucking
Conor McGregor.
I probably pick Tony Ferguson, but
I don't think
he has a weak ass chin.
Knock him out.
Yeah,
exactly.
Galaxy brain, Anthony Pettis.
You can't fucking train power, but you can train to fucking shove a weak ass takedown from a bitch.
Why didn't he do it in the first fight then?
I think his foot was.
Even then, in the first couple rounds, he minimized damage.
I think he was truly injured, and there was a lack broken of focus. Lack of
broken foot.
You guys are gonna make me root against Conor McGregor.
Lack of preparation.
I assumed you already were.
Not in a Khabib fight.
I think he prepared for one thing solely, rather than everything at once, which is I think how.
Then
it
he's a
be
fucking
that.
Idiot.
I mean,
that and his
I think
coaches.
He did have a bad camp.
I agree.
Bad strategy going into it. Let me give my rationale.
Rationale before I interrupt.
This is the rationale minute. I'll shut me and Brendan's microphones off. Bryce, give your rationale.
Okay. So, in order for Conor McGregor to fight, I feel that he has to be motivated. He has made more than enough money in this sport. He does not need to fight. And so, to fight, it has to be one that's intriguing for him to take. With that being said, I think the only fights that can realistically motivate him are Nate Diaz, GSP, and Khabib. That's it. Especially Khabib because he's coming off of a loss against him and he pretty much got embarrassed. So, with that being said, if he's gunning for a late summer, early fall, everything is aligning, and I think that that's going to be the only way we get the best Conor McGregor out, and that's going to be to fight Khabib in Abu Dhabi, where he's going to knock him out in the first round. Woo!
Would you rather see him fight Khabib again or Nate again? No, I'm not. I turned it up.
Probably Nate, because...
Fuck Nate.
But I don't want that fight at all.
Nate's about to lose to Pettis.
Do you want to see Khabib versus Conor more, or Khabib versus Poirier, Conor versus somebody else?
That. I want Conor to fight Cowboy. That's
what I
think
Poirier has a good chance of beating Khabib, honestly. Because he can stop the takedowns, and he has the power to knock him out.
Agreed.
He has a better chance than Conor, hot take.
Of stuffing the takedown.
He has a better chance of beating Khabib than
Conor. All right. I think he has a better chance after...
Holy shit, hold on. My bad.
I think he has a better chance after seeing what Conor and McGregor did the Khabib fight. But if he just walked in there like Conor did, I think it would be equal in a stance. But
I mean,
he's got like, this is more like relevant for football, but he's got tape to see how to approach the fight.
I mean, he also had 25 minutes of Ally Quinta, but that didn't really help Conor. Who had a broken foot, but...
And Khabib has the same tape that Conor does, and the tape is Khabib whooping Conor's ass.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what...
It also depends what Khabib shows up. Are you going to have the Khabib that showed up against Al ever again?
Not or Michael Johnson in the first round. When he got caught, I will say that till the day I die.
Is it another fight that he dominates?
Is it possible that he goes down to his I mean, his opponent's performance.
He'll be on the same layoff as Connor will be. Maybe that's a...
He always fights off of the long layoff.
Right, so. But maybe that's a plus for Connor. I think his layoff was shorter going into the last one, right? Like I said, we haven't seen Khabib fight for years. Coming out of Ramadan, I don't know how much he trains or whatever while that's going on. A ridiculous thing. But yeah, maybe Connor beats him.
Who do you think is but most
nothing,
likely...
Nothing to... that we've seen points to... Connor winning.
Most likely person to beat Khabib at lightweight, because I mean I think we would agree that most people at welterweight beat him.
It's tough.
Most good guys.
Because you think the way to beat Khabib is knockout, so I go with Connor, and then you got the stance of the stuff down takedowns, which could go with Poirier. And again, what happens if they're not standing up? Then you want to go with Tony Ferguson,
right?
Mm-hmm. So you don't know where the fight's gonna go. You never know, really.
The total package there is Dustin Poirier, because he can stop takedowns and he can strike with you.
And he has sneaky good jiu-jitsu.
I think Khabib would just fucking...
I don't know. Khabib is probably going to beat everybody at lightweight. But if you ask me who has the best chance right now, I'd probably say Dustin Poirier.
Who has the best chance to knock him out? Do you think it's Dustin Poirier?
If you're taking the takedowns out of it?
I mean, I'm just saying to knock out Khabib Poirier. Nurmagomedov.
Poirier.
You think so? I think that is just false.
I won't argue with that, but I would say Connor.
Yeah, I would also say Connor.
With argument.
Do you at least understand my rationale? I want to see Conor McGregor fight, and I think that this is the fight that motivates him the most to get the best Conor McGregor out of him.
I agree, but I definitely don't think there's a lack of motivation in preparation for the first fight.
Well, I didn't necessarily say there was. I think it was a bad plan, but I just want to see him fight again, and this is the best way to do it.
I'm not even saying never do that fight again, but if I'm a Conor McGregor fan, I want another fight in before that.
Because
if he has two losses in a row, they're both dominant losses to Khabib, that's a bad look.
I wanted Cowboy, but that's not happening. Because
that's on your boy.
I mean, it might be on the UFC, my guy. I mean, Conor legitimately has a issue with his left hand, right? Left?
Yeah. I don't know. You tell me.
It was on his left hand.
What?
He had a cast on it.
Oh, it's fake cast.
Fake cast?
It's like in wrestling, Eddie Guerrero.
But if he wouldn't be available to fight in June.
That's a comparison.
Yeah, that is quite the comparison. And if Cowboy is, he wasn't going to get that fight. He might still fight Cowboy late summer. He might fight him at the end of July.
No, that's not going to happen. Because Cowboy's going to beat Tony. And then Cowboy's in line. Maybe.
Cowboy's going to fight Tony?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's happening.
Like 3 weeks, right?
Yeah.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
So, good times.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah, it is.
So, I mean,
lightweight going crazy.
Yeah. If Cowboy wins, I see that. I still see that fight happening.
Connor Cowboy?
Yeah. Late summer.
It's always just a big question mark because you don't know when Connor's going to show up. You don't know when Khabib's going to show up. You don't know if the fucking interim belt means anything. Don't really know what's going on with Tony, even though he's back.
Mm-hmm.
Still has his own issues, so. And he gets injured all the time anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mess.
I think Connor's all about the rematch. I don't see him fighting anybody else besides Diaz or...
Tennessee or rematch, then.
I'm down. Let's do it. Run that back.
That fight was way too long, but...
Give him the 2 minutes.
I said 2 minutes. I meant two rounds.
If they do run it back, like in 2019, how fast does Conor McGregor beat Dennis Siver?
Fast.
Under 2 minutes?
Probably.
Yeah. I
think he just like pieces him up.
Mm-hmm. That's what I want. That's really what I want.
Three-piece with the soda. Shout out Jorge Masvidal.
Yeah, the GOAT.
Is he the GOAT?
You guys see the video that Conor posted on Instagram with him and his son, Champ Champ Jr.?
Mm-mm.
Not surprised. Big Champ Champ Jr. guy.
What happened?
It was nothing cool. It was just like... It was cool, but it was nothing cool.
Happening. Was it on Instagram?
Yeah.
That's why. I don't use Instagram.
Like, champ, champ.
Do you guys use Instagram?
Yeah.
I use Instagram. Check it daily.
The gram. The IG.
I think it's the worst of the major social medias.
I agree with that.
Out of the big four.
What's the... Oh, Snapchat?
Yeah.
I don't consider Snapchat.
Right? I mean, it's technically under there, so I threw it in.
I would agree, though.
What's it?
Rank the social media.
I mean, it's Twitter.
I say Twitter, Snapchat, Twitter's, Facebook, Instagram.
That's the order.
Twitter's worse for me. It goes Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram.
Brendan gets stuff Twitter. On Snapchat that we don't get, though, Bryce. You know what I'm saying?
No, not even like that. That's just more like a younger generation form of communication.
I'm like two years older than you. We're all the same generation.
You're in love. You're married. I'm not.
Did you just say I'm married?
Yeah. I mean, basically.
Calm down.
When is the wedding, anyway?
it'd be years away, my guy.
UFC went on another wave of releases, the notable ones being Justin Willis, Elias Theodoro, Wilson Hayes. People are kind of losing their minds a little bit, but I think there's also kind of the thing where everybody's complaining about the people who are complaining, and there's more people complaining about the people who are complaining than people who are actually complaining, you know what I'm saying? But Elias Theodoro stinks. Like, 8-3 in the UFC, sure. Who did he beat? Can you name a single person?
No.
Exactly.
I don't even know who he lost. Who did he lose to just now?
Yeah. I don't know.
Eric Anders, I think?
I try and erase it from my memory as quick as possible. Elias Theodoro stinks. There's no need for him to be in the UFC. He can go to Bellator, self-promote, and make a little fucking name for himself there. Elias Theodoro will be fine if he goes elsewhere. He doesn't need to be in the UFC, and the UFC doesn't need him in the UFC. Goodbye. Justin Willis, that's a bigger loss to me, but even still, he's never going to be champion. See you later. Wilson Hayes, see you later. I don't care about any of these. I don't care if you're 8-3 in the UFC. If you stink, you stink, no matter what your record shows.
Yeah.
And we're all in agreement that Elias Theodoro stinks.
Yes.
And Twitter is too, whether they want to admit it or not.
Yes. So, a few things to unpack here. I hear that on podcasts so often, so I just wanted to say it.
I don't think I've ever heard that, but okay. I guess I do. Yeah, there's lots to unpack here.
I'm sure that you have. It's a pretty common phrase. But Wilson Hayes, top 15. I feel like he's a perennial top 10 in flyweight, but that's another flyweight gone.
Yeah,
I feel like that's pretty much a sign that this division is going down.
Little bald fuck. See ya.
So, flyweight's probably getting destroyed if after this Henry Cejudo fight against Moraes, right?
Yeah.
And so, Sergio Pettis is never going to be relevant, right? Don't even lie to me. He's not going to be relevant at 135. He's losing relevancy at 125.
He's just kind of a guy that's there.
I mean, he was at one point, one win away from being a legitimate number one contender.
His relevancy... I mean, he's still most known for being Anthony's little brother.
There was a second, though, where he was not.
Yeah.
When he, like I said, when he was one fight away.
I think we had a question on this show. Will there be a time where Anthony Pettis is known as Sergio Pettis' brother?
Yeah. And, I mean, there was... when Anthony was in the bottom of the abyss and Sergio was at the top of his mountain so far in his career, that was a legitimate question.
I mean, I guess it depends on your definition of relevancy. People know who Sergio is, but he's never going to be, like, the best in the world.
He's not going to be top 10. He's not top 10 good.
I think he is top 10 right now.
At flyweight, not at bantamweight.
At bantamweight, I don't know. That's a little touchier.
No way.
Well, didn't he start at bantamweight?
Yeah, and then he sucked and had to go down to flyweight.
Shout out Sergio. Did he get released? Why are we talking about Sergio?
Just because the flyweight division is going away. So he has to move up. So I just wanted to make that point.
Do you have a vendetta against Sergio Pettis?
No, I like him, but he's just not good enough.
What else do we have to unpack?
Justin Willis. What a dumb reason to say that they cut him.
What did they say?
Because they couldn't find a date.
Oh.
What a dumb thing.
Why do you think they cut him?
I think it's because of other reasons, like they don't think he's particularly interesting.
Which I tend to agree with.
Yeah, but same with Curtis Blaydes. But
Curtis Blaydes, I guess he's won fights, though, Curtis Blaydes has.
Yeah, and I mean, so that was his first loss in the UFC for Justin Willis.
Nashville fucking loved him for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe that Curtis Blaydes moves the needle and we don't realize it. Maybe. Justin Willis, he's not a draw. He's not, I mean, he's got...
Maybe he would be, though, in California because he's an AKA
California.
Guy.
California. Go to Bellator and fight in California then. Bellator will cater to Justin Willis. UFC doesn't need to cater to Justin Willis.
I just thought that was a dumb reason to actually say. Just cut him. Don't say that it's because you couldn't find a date for a fight. Because a top 10, top 15 guy, whatever he was exactly at that point.
But they if they're terminating his contract, they probably have to state some sort of valid reason. So I'm sure that's what they did.
Valid.
Yeah.
Finger quotes. Right. Kind of crap.
Because, I mean, I think it's an open secret. They cut him because he's not a draw. He's not that interesting. He's never going to make waves. So see you later.
Yeah.
Big pretty.
Yeah, I agree. His only finish in the UFC, we're alive to see.
Did he win any more than that? Oh, yeah, he beat Mark Hunt, right?
Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah. But, I even had to write an article about it because I was just perturbed that was the reason that they gave.
No, fuck him. Who cares? Is there anything more to unpack?
Elias Theodoro. This is his first loss in, like, five fights. The same exact reason as...
Is that what they said? They couldn't find a date?
No.
Oh.
I mean, the only reason he got... But the same actual reason. He's not that interesting.
Yeah.
They booed him in Canada.
And that
was
they?
Yeah, they booed him in Canada.
I didn't know that.
And that was probably the end of the Elias Theodoru hype train.
Fuck him, too.
And they I feel like they didn't love the idea of him always pushing the marijuana.
I don't think they cared. Why would they care?
Because, I don't know. I feel like they just don't want big fighter empowerment. They have issues with the biggest stars.
But Elias Theodoru, like...
I mean, I'm just saying, they don't want... Like, they squash a fighter's union that got started by Heather Joe Clark... something?
No, that was...
Who was that?
Clark. the other one. Is it Tanya Evinger? No.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Not her. It's another... Leslie Smith.
They're all the same.
It's Leslie Smith.
They're all people that I feel like fought Cyborg.
Yeah. All, they all got crushed by Cyborg.
Yeah. So, I mean, those fighters are absolutely nothing, but they squashed those unions and cut them. So I just feel like they just don't want to empower fighters, which...
I mean, if you're the corporation, I mean, it's kind of your goal. Like, that is what you want, is no fighter empowerment. Yeah. It's on the fighters to get together and make them accept it. Like we talked about before with players unions in the NBA and NFL and MLB.
Mm-hmm.
So, Uriah Faber accepted a comeback fight. He decided he didn't know if he was supposed to say it yet or not, so... I don't know how official it is, but he has accepted a fight. I assume it'll be on the Sacramento card that's coming up.
I guarantee.
I'm fine with it. He said the reason he retired is because he felt like retiring. Now he feels like fighting again, so he's going to fight again. It's just...
That's not a good... I just don't think that's a good move.
He's a guy that's going to add a few numbers to ESPN Plus cards. He's going to fight decent enough names. He's never going to win a title again. Connor, he said that Connor McGregor texts him all the time, tells him to go get that snake, TJ Dillashaw. So
that would be a fight. That's the comeback fight for TJ.
But TJ's gone for 2 years.
That's
Uriah what
I'm
will
saying.
Be 42 by the time.
Do it. Book it. Book favorable matchups for Uriah the next 2 years to where he gets into the top 10, and then you do that. TJ smacks him around, and we all go on, and Uriah retires.
What's with the UFC fighters and coming back just because they feel like
MMA fighters in general? Yeah.
Like,
baseball Faber's like a more successful guy. Like, he's doing okay in life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, baseball, football, soccer players, when they retire, they go coach or something. They do something else that stay involved with the sport. They don't fucking come back at I mean, they also would have less of a chance to. But they don't just fucking come back and say, oh, I want to play baseball again. Fucking join a Little League or something.
Little League.
I'm just saying, he can still fucking spar and train and all
little
that,
guy joke.
Or coach. He doesn't have to come back to fucking professional sports,
and especially one where you're fighting at you're fighting at 40 years old, like you're taking head trauma.
Mm-hmm. I also think that it's just a different, totally different skill set, because if you're good enough, you don't have to get hit all that often. If like he's also a very good grappler,
right?
And I could see him utilizing it a lot more in this UFC run of his.
But if he comes back and gets his fucking ass whooped by, like, Corey Sandhagen or some shit, like...
Who then what I did guess you come Corey back Sandhagen's
for?
Legit.
I don't know.
That's what I hear. Like, he's very good. I need to actually watch him fight.
That was just the most random little guy name I could come up with. But, like, if you come back and get your ass whooped by some middle-of-the-road guy, then you're, like, everything you did before is called into question. Your comeback... Are you going to fight again after you do that? I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's just very
dumb.
I don't get
it. It's very MMA, though.
Especially Uriah Faber. Like, he's doing okay for himself. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Yeah, with the team. Although, I feel like...
I think he's got, like, a real estate business.
Yeah.
Uriah Faber is doing okay. Bangs bitches. Got that butt chin working for him. Uriah Faber's living the life. Stay out of the cage, my dude.
What do you think MMA fighters should do when they retire? Let's say that, like, not a Uriah Faber, because obviously he's got his hand in so many things, and he's just a really big part of the sport, especially where he's from. But let's say just a good UFC fighter, what should they do when they retire?
Stay involved with the sport.
Yeah. In what ways?
Attend UFC events, attend fights, train. You can still train. You don't have to fucking get back in the fucking octagon for real or wherever you're fighting at if you're not fighting in the UFC. Coach. Have another side job or actually retire like normal humans do. Don't do shit.
Start a fucking YouTube channel. Like, there's so many
podcasts.
Yeah, something. There's so many avenues nowadays where you can create your own shit. Like, you can promote events. You can start a YouTube channel. Do a fucking Twitch channel. Like, there's so many things that you can do to stay relevant and make a little cash on the side if you want to coach or do some analyst work. Like, Demetrius Johnson probably makes a livable wage from his fucking Twitch channel.
Yeah, I'm sure that he does. I mean, Twitch, it pays buku.
Right. And, like, there's tons of successful YouTube channels out there. Like, Bryce Mitchell has a fucking successful YouTube channel. I don't know how much chunga he's breaking in off of that.
All the chunga.
But, I mean...
chase that chunga.
Just Brendan Schaub. Look what he's done since he retired. And he was a freaking terrible fucking fighter. And look how good he's doing. Like, he's go figure something out. You special. Can do it. Fuck him. He stinks. Did you see he's the one that got MMA stream shut down? Fuck that guy.
Did he really?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
I heard he did terrible. I seen a post who did worse, him or somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Brendan Schaub stinks out loud. Fight me, Brendan.
That's awful to shut down MMA streams on Reddit. I mean, it's just going to make them get a website, and they'll probably make a lot more money off of
it. Who stinks in quiet?
Boo! Yeah, that was bad.
Stinks out loud is just a terrible term. I don't know why people say it.
He stinks out loud.
yeah, I agree with all of those things. I just wanted to see what you guys thought. There was one... I think that... MMA fighters, when they retire, most of them...
Pro wrestling.
Oh, yeah, that's another option.
Make a couple G's on the side, do a couple fucking slams.
Yeah, and add some legitimacy, air quotes, to the WWE.
The double-double.
I think that, in general, fighters, MMA fighters, I don't think would make good coaches. I think that most of them would be bad coaches.
I mean,
most of them are pretty stupid.
The thing, like... Daniel Cormier could absolutely be a coach.
Yes.
Khabib could be a coach.
Yes.
Like, there's certain guys that can be coaches. There's certain guys that can go be analysts. There's certain guys who can fucking do what Brendan Schaub's doing. Like, everybody has something else they can do.
What does Mike Perry do?
Sell meth.
Because I was listening to your categories, and he didn't fit in any of
them. For wrestling.
Yeah. Possible. With his go full rooster with his hair.
You're telling me you wouldn't watch a Mike Perry YouTube channel?
I would probably
Mike Perry Twitch channel.
I'd probably watch it.
Probably playing fucking NASCAR Heat 2011, or that's way too recent. Should have said like 2004 or something.
Yeah, should have.
You got it though.
Chase for the Cup.
NASCAR 2005, Chase for the Cup. Kevin Harvick on the cover.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff.
Very good stuff. Yeah, it's just I just wonder what a lot of guys do when they retire. Like, what's Rashad Evans do? Does he coach?
He does analyst stuff.
Does he? For the UFC?
I think he does coach, too.
He seems like a good guy to coach, but man. Did he officially retire, right?
Yeah, he's retired.
Good, because, Jesus, those last few fights were awful.
We saw him. We were there for his last fight, Anthony Smith.
Yeah, that was...
Got knocked the fuck out.
And then someone thought off of that Anthony Smith deserves to fight John Jones. God.
Do you see, like, MMAfighting.com is losing everybody?
Yeah. They got people, like, one of their dudes went to freaking Professional Fighters League.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I don't know how to say his name, but...
Yeah, they lost, like, Mark Romoldi or whatever. I think he went to ESPN. That Sean Al Shoddy or whatever, however you say his
that
name.
That guy.
Is he the one that went to PFL?
Uh-huh.
He's gone. Chuck Mendenhall's gone.
Where'd he go?
I don't know. He said he would announce soon or whatever. Mm. So all they have left is fucking Luke Thomas, and I guess he said recently that he's going to be focusing on his YouTube channel. That'll probably be his primary focus soon, is what he said. So, MMA fighting. Figure it out.
Yeah.
The king is fucking dead. So who steps in and takes over MMA fighting? Is it just ESPN now?
Yeah.
Are they the king?
Probably. I mean, yeah.
They already have Okamoto, Helwani, and now Ray Moldy or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
So
and those are
they all work for ESPN now.
Now, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, I don't read ESPN MMA articles. I watch.
I don't really read any articles. Like
I do.
Get
SB
breaking
Nation.
News. SB Nation is.
They MMA. Have Bloody Elbow and also MMA Mania, but I'm big Bloody Elbow guy.
What were you saying, Brendan?
Who they worked for before?
MMAfighting.com.
That's what we were talking about.
They all worked for MMAfighting.com?
Yeah.
And I didn't know they were that fucking big.
MMAfighting.com was huge. Like, that was the news source when they had Ariel and everybody else they had. But now they only have one guy left, basically, with any name recognition.
Whereas ESPN, for a long time, only had Brad Okamoto, really.
Right.
Who is, I mean, top of the food
chain. Yeah, I mean, he's probably the best breaking news guy now.
I think Helwani is.
I don't know. Okamoto breaks a lot of the news. Like, he beats Helwani most of the time, I feel like.
I mean... I feel like Helwani does, but I can't get that news to you, so I just wait for Akimoto to
tweet.
Yeah,
I'm blocked by Ariel.
Yeah, Ariel Helwani blocked Buju. What'd you say to him? Do you know?
I called him a douche one time. It's because when GSP retired, it was like fucking Ariel Helwani was dancing on his grave. It's like, chill out, dude. I called him a douche, and he blocked me. So I have to go to the Untitled account anytime I want to read Ariel Helwani tweets.
Yeah.
Whenever somebody quote tweets Ariel Helwani, nobody will ever just like say any what's going on. They'll just be like, whoa! And I'm like, fuck. And I have to go to the other account, find that tweet, see what they quote tweeted. It's a whole process. I'm sorry, Ariel. Please unblock me.
Yeah, at Mr. Buju.
Even though you're still a douche.
Yeah.
Whoa. No.
He's a douche.
No.
You think he's listening?
I mean, if he does, you just said to unblock him and then you call him a douche. That's not how this works. Don't block me.
We just gave him a laugh. I think.
Please block B Davis XC on Twitter.
If you do it, I'll be very sad.
I'll exchange that for Anthony Pettis.
What?
You want?
Oh, I forgot. I can block by Anthony Pettis
on Instagram, not Twitter though.
Yeah, on the worst, but it's on the worst of social media platforms, so
Amen.
It's okay.
Amen.
Although I feel like fighters mostly post their news on Instagram.
If I've heard, Instagram's the most lucrative social media platform. For like brands and
which
stuff.
Is awful because their algorithm to see
posts
is terrible.
Yeah, you can't click links and shit.
Can't put links. It's never in order. It's all terrible.
We want to get into picks. We want to get into picks for this weekend.
Sure.
Picking three fights off of this terrible, terrible card. I'm assuming it's in the middle of nowhere. Don't even know. Don't really care. First fight, we're picking Jimmy Manuel versus Alexander Rajcik is the pronunciation that I'm going with. Rajcik is a...
Stockholm.
Okay. Rajcik minus 230 favorite against Manoa, the plus 190 underdog. Three fights ago, I would have said this was an easy pick for Jimmy Manoa, but what he does now is get knocked out. What the other guy does is knock people out. So, flips the easy pick. I now think Rajcik is the easy pick, and I think he knocks out Jimmy Manoa, and this one continues the trend for both of them. Boom.
I as well. Wait, you picked Alexander, right?
Rajcik, yeah.
Rajcik?
Rajiv.
Misspelling.
Rajcik, I think.
I have Alexander as well. I don't really know these two fighters.
That's a good game.
I'm going to be honest. Never played. But I'm going to go with the odds. The odds never lie, even though they do.
The odds are the biggest
fucking liar on this planet.
But yeah, I have Alexander.
I also have Rajcik. That's the pronunciation I'm going with.
Alexander Rajcik and Clank.
Yeah, pretty much like what Buju said. I don't know. I don't think I've ever watched him fight.
Co-main event of the evening. Volkan Oezdemir. Minus 125 favorite against Ilir Latifi, the plus 105 underdog. I'm going to take Latifi in this one. I think we saw flashes of greatness from Volkan Oezdemir early. He's kind of faded a bit of late. And I think Ilir Latifi has the skill set to beat... Uzdemir. He's kind of a smaller, way less talented Daniel Cormier. And we saw what Daniel Cormier did to Volkan Oezdemir. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if Ilir knocks out Volkan Oezdemir, but I do think he beats him, maybe in a decision. So I'm going with the horseman himself, Ilir Latifi.
I have Mr. Latifi as well. They're both coming off losses. Very.
Who'd they lose to?
Why are you going to put me on the spot?
Yeah,
like
why'd you
that?
Do that?
I figured that you had them still pulled up. My bad.
They're both coming up with losses. That's all you need to know, which is...
Uzdemir might have
which
still
I don't even coming. Know the last time.
I think Uzdemir lost to Anthony Smith.
Ilir Latifi lost to Corey Anderson. Volkan Oezdemir has three straight losses. Daniel Cormier, Anthony Smith, and Dominic Reyes.
Dang, you could have said three straight losses. What's your research level at right now?
Why are
dude?
You coming at him so hard right now?
I figured at least if you look at a couple fights...
You're wearing a hat inside. Don't at me.
I don't even... You're wearing sandals inside!
That's a fair point. That's a fair comeback. I'm going to consider that even right there.
No.
So shut your mouth.
Headwear and footwear are different. Headwear is a little more extreme.
It's equally bad.
I strongly disagree.
Who'd you just pick?
You wear footwear all the time. You wear socks inside the house.
Yeah, wearing socks inside the house is also bad.
What?
Yep. It's not as bad as slides, but it's
he's
bad.
Got two layers on.
I agree it's bad.
All right, what were we talking about?
Volkan Oezdemir versus Ilir Latifi.
They're both coming off losses, and I didn't dig deeper like Bryce's little bitch ass because...
I didn't either. I was just curious.
I didn't do that simply because I never... Every time I do research on fighters, I've never seen that both are coming off losses, so that just struck me. I don't remember ever finding both fighters coming off losses, so that just
struck
me.
Especially for a co-main event. That's fair.
It just shows this card.
Amen, sister.
But I have literally Latifi because Vulcan is not on the hot train that he was once on. He's on the decline. He will continue to decline. Keep fucking falling down the mountain.
Vulcan Uzdemir, colon, actually bad? Question mark?
Possibly. But he is better than Ilir Latifi and will beat him in Stockholm.
Money? Put money on it?
No.
Coward.
In Latifi's homeland of Sweden. Hell you yeah. Put money on it. Latifi's the underdog.
I want straight up odds.
No.
Oh, wait, no. That's I have
You don't want than, straight yeah, up odds. Better. I would.
I'm an idiot.
You are.
Alexander Gustafsson is a minus 320 favorite against Anthony Lionheart Smith, the plus 260 underdog. I think the odds are a little lopsided here. We did see a very bad performance by Anthony Smith against John Jones, but as much as everybody wants to hype up Alexander Gustafsson, he's not even near the same league as John Jones. I almost want to pick Anthony Smith in this one. I feel like he can knock out Alexander Gustafsson. I just don't know if I can lean that far that way. So I'm going to reluctantly pick Alexander Gustafsson with a little side note that I'm saying Anthony Smith very, very much could knock out Gustafsson in this one. I might put a little prop bet on that one, too. A little Fiverr Ruski.
I have Gustafsson. He's an all-around better fighter.
Fuck Gus.
I think Anthony Smith was and is overhyped.
Flash in the pan?
Heading into the fight against John Jones, he was overhyped. He just ignored that. And he proved so with his performance that was much anticipated. But I think he's overrated. And Gustafsson, who is in the second tier of that division, will prove that.
Bryce, Anthony Smith, colon, flash in the pan, question mark?
Yes. The dude is not that good. He literally knocked out bums. And
literal bums? Like hobos on the street?
I mean, might as well have been. Rashad Evans in 2018 was an actual bum. I'm sorry, Rashad, if for whatever reason you stumble upon this podcast.
Podcast? What was that? Stumble upon this podcast?
And somehow get what? How far are we in this? Like 20, 30 minutes?
36 minutes.
36 minutes into this? Yes. Man, you're having a rough time if you're listening to this, Rashad. But I mean, he's actually bad. Gustafsson, I think, is going to put the business in. Very much like John Jones.
Put the business in? What does that mean? Put the business in.
He's going to put in that work. He's going to clock in, do his do his business.
Oh yeah, brother.
Clock out.
Tell him. Anything else we want to touch on MMA related?
Anthony Smith is not good.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. Anything else we want to Anthony Smith?
Yes.
I think he's okay.
Yeah, I think he's below average.
No other MMA things?
Bryce Mitchell? Anything?
Cameron Shorts.
Thug Nasty.
Thug Nasty. Cut his scrotum.
Mm-hmm. We're just naming facts. About the NBA Finals.
I want to say that I said that the Raptors were going to win in six.
Did they win in six?
Yes.
They won in six.
So
fair enough.
Just want to say that.
Warriors in five. Yeah. Raptors are going to win the first or second game. Warriors will win the rest.
Yeah. Probably.
Wait, Brennan, what do you think?
Raptors and... They're not Raptors. Raptors. Warriors in six or seven.
Wow.
I would put $10 at it's more than five.
Would you?
Shakes.
That was a shake, ladies and gentlemen.
You seen it?
Yeah, I saw that. Right. I saw it and I even said it. So.
All right.
Try to bet this coward at the racetrack on Saturday wouldn't do it. Would have been a wash. Bryce?
I don't know how to respond.
And
to
I that. Also have $10 at KD. Will not. Oh, that's not even a good bet because he's not even going to play in the first game.
What happened?
He's not going to win Finals MVP.
I would agree with that.
Even if
he
played all games.
Who's going to be Finals MVP?
Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Get ready for the lockdown. Durant. I even said to myself, Durant looked like the MVP of the Finals. Or, no, not the Finals, the playoffs, because he looks fucking unstoppable.
He is.
But wait until Kawhi guards him.
Kawhi is also a different monster. Look what he did to Giannis.
Best two-way player in the league.
Without a doubt.
Does Draymond Green murder Drake during the series?
I definitely see them getting into it.
And but I he does look not. Forward to he's it. Definitely not. I don't think he's MVP. I think MVP should go to Giannis.
Of the playoffs so far,
either I want. I want Paul. No.
What are you talking MVP, about? Oh, MVP. Yeah.
Well, KD isn't even his discussion.
I know. I'm saying I think it should be Giannis, but I want Paul George.
Giannis is undoubtedly the most valuable player in the NBA.
Yes.
But that's not what the MVP award actually is. You know what I mean?
But it goes to somebody who wins a lot and they're coming out. He has the best team. So.
Right. I think he truly is the most valuable player in the NBA and arguably was the best player in the NBA this year. So, yeah, I agree it should go to Giannis.
Yeah. I think James Harden's going to win it, though. because of that.
That's so stupid.
Yeah.
But, and again, who... Never mind. But I think Paul George contributes a lot to the team.
Playoff P.
Love Paul George. I hope he wins.
Did you give a prediction for the finals?
No. Warriors in five.
Whoa. How you gonna... I don't know how you... Fuck. All right.
No, I'm going to give him six.
I'm just a little confused how you went from guns. Raptors beating the fucking Bucks, the best team in the NBA, and then just... The Warriors just dismingling them in five.
Because I thought that if the Bucks made it, they're going to get swept. I was going to legitimately say that the Warriors are going to sweep.
I think that's why.
The Bucks. Honestly, KD shouldn't play this series.
They couldn't sweep any other team, but you think they would sweep the best team in the NBA? Based off a record?
Based off a record, but they're not the best team in the NBA. The Warriors are.
I know. I'm just saying. That's why I said based off record.
I lost a lot of interest once the Celtics got eliminated. Yeah. I haven't watched very much at all.
Yeah, I only watch like a quarter here and there, but...
Fourth quarter basketball, that's what I live off of.
Hell yeah, brother.
Amen. but I think just the way they match up, the Warriors would just murder them. Because, I mean, how is Giannis going to get his? He couldn't do it against the Raptors, even if they got past him. I don't think that... If Giannis couldn't put in monstrous numbers, they don't have a chance.
Put the business in.
Yeah.
Facts.
Right.
So I was going to say that they're going
to
get swapped. We've
come to an agreement.
But there's nobody's going to guard Giannis like Kawhi did.
What's the most ridiculous?
KD could.
No.
KD could.
What's the most ridiculous sporting event that you've ever sat through and like paid attention to?
I watched a minute and a half clip of paddleball yesterday.
Oh yeah. What is paddleball?
Ping
pong?
It's like tennis.
Water polo. I watched
But it's in a cage.
I've watched an Olympic water
polo. And you can go out of the cage.
I watched the entirety of the Indianapolis 500 yesterday.
That's awful. I know one of my friends. He watched some like Grand Prix race in Monaco before F1 then. And then watched the Indy 500 back to back.
F1 is so bad.
Yeah.
Open wheel racing is terrible. If you like open wheel racing, you listen to this podcast, you'd find a new hobby because I dislike you strongly. What were you going to ask, Brendan?
No way. You watched it. I don't know what the word is, intently.
I had it on for, I watched intently for the first like 20 laps out of 200, and then it was just kind of on. Then I switched to the Cubs for a while, then they went down early, so then I switched back and intently watched the last 15 laps after the red flag. It was a good race.
The last 15 laps of every race could be fun, though.
Yeah, and the Indy 500 is usually a good finish. As much as I hate open wheel racing in comparison to stock car racing, not to be confused with NASCAR because NASCAR also stinks, but it was a good race. Enjoyable finish. Shout out Simon Pugino, I think, was his name.
That's quite the name. Not gonna lie.
It is indeed.
is there any other sporting events going on in the world?
Baseball. Cubs stink now, so.
That's good.
No, it's not.
It's good things.
They don't actually stink, but they're in a slump. It's bad.
Do the White Sox still stink?
Probably. I don't know.
They probably do.
The Twins are like 36-16 or something.
So they're like really good.
Yeah. This is falling apart. So you can find everything we do at UntitledMMA.com. We actually went back to two posts last week, so we're being a little more consistent. We'll have another two posts this week for your eyeball enjoyment. Everything we do is there. Fighter spotlights, picks, previews, the store, this podcast, everything is at UntitledMMA.com. You can follow us on social media at UntitledMMA on Twitter and Instagram, UntitledMMA on Facebook. You can rate, review, subscribe, listen to this podcast on Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, YouTube, anywhere there's podcasts, you can listen to this one there. If you enjoy the show, the easiest way to help the show is to give some constructive criticism, positive feedback, rate, review, subscribe, give us a like, whatever you do on any of those platforms where you may listen to this podcast. Just do one of those little favors for us. Throw us a little bone. Throw us a little snack. Give us a little pat on the head.
That's the nicest you've ever been to our listeners.
If you don't do that, I will hunt you down. I will find your address. I will report you to the cyber police because I've backtraced it. That's a reference that you two are too young to understand. That's early internet days. Shout out Jesse Slaughter. But I will do those things because you're a coward and you don't deserve my respect. To listen to me.
Wow. Okay. I just want to reiterate that we do appreciate all of the listens. Any
all of them? 100%?
100%.
What if there's a bad person listening?
We appreciate the fact that they are listening.
What if Greg Hardy's listening? Do you appreciate his listen?
I appreciate all of the listens because it helps us grow.
What if Baby Hitler listened to our podcast?
Baby Hitler's dead. why is a baby listening to an MMA podcast? That's bad parenting. That's especially, why Hitler ended up the way he did.
Especially in fucking 1901 or whatever the fuck, whenever Hitler was born.
Yeah.
This is really fun.
This is. normally, at this point in the show, we would say to ask us a question, go on Twitter and use the hashtag AskUntitled.
I think we're liars when it comes to that.
Yeah, because it's been so long since we've actually done it. I'm just going to drop it. But if you do ever have a question for us, feel free to shoot us a tweet, comment on our Facebook page, send us a DM on any of the platforms. If we see it during the show or after, before, all of that, we will answer it during. And it could be about anything. We talked about the NBA Finals, Indy 500, the terrible sport that is baseball.
How dare you? How dare you?
How dare you?
Speaking of baseball, Brendan played his last career baseball game as a 4-year high school player in baseball, played all the way through middle school, played little league ball. How did it feel? How does it feel now that you know you're done with baseball? Like, you've spent most, over 3/4 of your life, you've played baseball, and now that's gone.
I'm content with it now, but afterwards, I took it off.
Yeah, it was down in the moment.
Was he crying?
My guy cried.
And I cry, I would say, on average, once every 1.5 years.
It's every wild. Year and a half. That's quite the
I time. Don't cry. It's hard for me to cry. I try to make myself cry, but I cannot cry. And I tried to prevent myself from crying, and I bawled out.
Did you cry before you left the field? Because you like had your head on your bat for a minute. Was that when you started crying?
I was like shitty at that moment. And mm-hmm. then I started walking back. And soon I sat down on the dugout to take off my helmet, and I looked down and it just went out. So I covered my hands with my gloves, and then everybody started fucking rubbing my head and shit.
Your mom and brother were very intent on handing you a half a Subway sandwich in that moment, and your coach is like, no, not right now.
Wait, what happened?
Your mom and brother were trying to get in the dugout to give you a Subway sandwich, and your coach was like, give him a second.
I didn't know what was going the fuck on. I was just...
They were dead set on giving you that sandwich. Like, that was their mission in life in that moment, was to get you that sandwich.
I didn't even, like, my coach obviously did not know how to handle the situation.
Cause no.
Because
he was terrible.
Because, like, he wouldn't talk to me. I sat by him on the bus. He didn't really talk to me. He just, like, silently and smoothly handed me his gummy bears. Because he only gives gummy bears as a reward. Like, if you make a good play, he'll give you one gummy bear. He gave me the rest of his fucking bags, like, so smoothly. He put it on my my seat or whatever and didn't say anything.
That's fantastic.
He didn't know how to handle that moment.
You played a sport through the entirety of your baseball. High school career, Bryce.
Yep.
Was there any sort of emotion once it was over? It's kind of a different thing.
Individual sports different than team.
Because Bryce did cross country.
Yeah.
XC, as they call it.
Well, it's team and
in the biz.
Individual at the same time.
Well, for one,
I'm cracking myself up.
Why?
Or XC, as they call it in the biz.
I mean, they call it cross in the biz.
Our sports, your sports, punishment.
That was one of my shirt.
I know
shirt slogan. My fifth grade year.
I'm not saying this to take shots at you, but nobody sucks their own dick harder than cross country runners.
That was quite the quote. And that guy, I mean. Only because he happened to be good in high school. The person that came up with that quote ended up running D2, so you know he was big britches his whole running career. But no, not really, because I knew that it was coming, and I knew that,
right?
And I had the whole season, especially because our last race isn't a good course to run fast at.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I had friends that made it to regionals, which it's sectionals, regionals, semi-state, then state.
Shout out Pickle Dave.
Amen. Shout out to the Pickle Man. But yeah, it didn't really hit me hard. I mean, at times I miss the team part of it, but... Mm-hmm.
Would you ever coach cross country if given the opportunity?
Yeah, probably. But I mean, it would have to be not a big time commitment. And also, yeah. I would never be a teacher.
I'm pretty sure, like, because around here anyway... Our school corporation doesn't take sports nearly as seriously as they should.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, that snuck up on me. But I'm pretty sure, like, all the coaches are already school corporation employees, for one. I think what they get paid to coach a team is, like, $1,200.
Yeah.
Which is absurd.
Mm-hmm.
That's not enough money. Brendan, like, you practice 2 hours every day, all season.
5 days a week, which
plus games. 6 days a week. Like, $1,200 is nothing.
Right.
And the coaches are like putting their own money into the equipment and shit like that too.
Mm-hmm. And they have to do all the fundraising.
And now they're getting rid of athletic directors.
Yeah, that was such a stupid thing.
Sort of.
Yeah, but I mean, things are going to be very different.
It's a change in the title. Right. That's all it really is.
Nobody cares about this. Yeah. That's a wrap.
It's 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 a wrap.
This is a wrap.
It's a wrap.